This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1687. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially short and medium wave. On this edition, recorded September 18th, Afghanistan, Antarctica, Australia, Belarus, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Chad, Cuba, Finland, Germany, Greece, Guam, India, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Korea South, Kyrgyzstan, Mauritania, Netherlands, North America, Romania, Spain, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. There's an obscure shortwave station on 5130 kHz. Seldom, if ever, reported from the Western Hemisphere because of the scheduling, but it is heard in Europe. And Shortwave Bulletin has a roundup of background information. The program usually heard on this transmitter is called Sidaye Zindagi, which means sound of life. Yes, it's a religious broadcast, although the transmitter site is in Kyrgyzstan. Frederick Dorain in Sweden got a verification by email from Mark Anderson of Pamir Productions, the address being info@afghanradio.org. It was recently heard, September 5th, until sign-off at 1801 UT on 30 hertz below 5130. A seldom-heard Asian station, reported by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden. It was heard at 1720 UT until sign-off. Frederick Dorain in Sweden got an ID at 1712. It was earlier reported a couple of months ago by Christoph Rotzer in Austria. July 15th at 1715, he reports it as shortwave relay service in Bishkek from 1715 until sign-off at 1755 with a low signal. Dave Kenny reported last October it's a Christian broadcaster targeting Afghanistan in Pashto and Dari. The website, www.sadayezindagi.com. Christoph Rotzer says another source mentioned that Transworld Radio is behind this broadcast. As for Sound of Life, it has a postal address in Lahore, Pakistan, and it's part of a network of Christian broadcasters for Afghanistan under the title of Payam-e-Hayat. Another report, September 5th at 1712 on 5130, Sidaye Zindagi, via the shortwave relay service, Krasnoyarechka, Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. Besides the address in Lahore, Pakistan, they have another one in Limassol, Cyprus, which I guess implies Transworld Radio. But there have been previous reports that programming on this was connected with FIBA Radio, which was originally in the Seychelles. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal reports Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel in Antarctica, 15476. The best he's ever heard it, September 12th at 2010 UT, a clean signal. Earlier, there was interference from the BBC in Arabic on 15480. He'd first tuned in at 1904 UT. We reported last week that one of the three Northern Territory stations in Australia, VL8T, had been staying all night on 4910, which is normally their daytime-only frequency, but that allowed many of us to hear it better than we ever would on the night frequency 2325. Harold Sellers in British Columbia was comparing that with the other NT station, which for a long time has been staying on 60 meters all night. Alice Springs on 4835 on September 12th at 1203 during some country music. He says that 4910 was running about 2 seconds ahead of 4835. I suspect the programming originated from the station we heard first, and then there was some kind of feed, perhaps via satellite, although 2 seconds is a lot more than a single satellite hop. However, this did not last forever, as it has so far on 4835. Harold Sellers also noted, as of September 14th, they had resumed going to 2325, as noted at 1254 UT. In fact, Ron Howard in California beat him to it at 1139 UT. He was hearing 2325 with a grandstand program, since that was Saturday evening sports coverage, and it was parallel to the other NT stations on 2485 and 4835. And as sometimes happens, especially during important sports events, also parallel to Radio Australia on at least six higher frequencies. When not broadcasting silly ball games, Radio Australia remains one of the best shortwave stations for intellectual stimulation. The talk show Late Night Live is now carried Monday through Thursday at 1405 to 15 UT on all the RA frequencies in use, such as 12065, 9965, and 9580. We also enjoy many of the programs before 13 UT when there's an hour of television news, such as at 12:30 on Fridays and repeated on Tuesdays, Future Tense. Something strange happened to 12065 on September 17th after 14 UT, but not on the 18th. It was very weak, but there was a strong signal on 12080 with various tones and a bit of Waltzing Matilda, so that must have been a test for some reason from Radio Australia, probably from Shepparton, but it could have been Brandon or even external relay. We don't know why they were doing this. One of the more obscure external broadcasters in English is Radio Belarus, and Hardcore DX, Dave Vaughan, Pennsylvania, reports 11730 during their English broadcast at 21 UT with a nice signal, stronger audio than usual, but the speed of the talking seemed fast. Perhaps the tape machine was a bit faulty. This was on the 9th of September. He says copy was about 100%. Dave Valco also reports a Brazilian reactivated Rádio Difusora Roraima at midnight 37 UT, September 10th, on 4875.51 variable, with some popular music of a reggae nature and some Portuguese DJ announcements, a full ID at 0106. He says, at times when the signal would peak, it did not seem as distorted as otherwise. It varied up to 4875.65. Thanks to their new transmitter, I've been hearing Rádio Aparecida in Brazil better than before on 11855, such as September 15th at 0100 UT, as they're going from IDs to their flagship program for their missionaries called Com a Mãe Aparecida, with Mother Aparecida. They have three other frequencies. 9630 is blocked by DRM from Costa Rica. 5035, sometimes with a carrier, but it's blocked by Cuba on 5040. And the other one is 6135. Usually we hear Radio Santa Cruz Bolivia on 6134.8 with quite a good signal around 0100 UT. But lately there's been a heterodyne on 6135 even. And that proves to be, as we suspected, the other transmitter of Radio Aparecida. On UT Sundays only, Radio Santa Cruz signs off early, shortly after 0100, leaving Aparecida in the clear, and I could tell they were parallel to 11855 with prayers in unison. A previous report said Radio Aparecida had two new transmitters, but Cellular Mice found a video from the station saying they have three new transmitters but not specifying on which frequencies. Art Delibert in Maryland was also hearing them in parallel a bit earlier, September 14th at 2313 on 6135 and 11855. Much of the time you may also hear Aparecida program just below 9820, as Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria did. That's a relay by Radio Nove de Julho. From September 13th through 17th, I was hearing Chad on 6165 on the air with an extended schedule overnight around 0100 UT I got an ID for certain, and the programming was typically undermodulated, with announcements in French, high life, and other African music. It depends on when Cuba brings up their carrier on 6165, often considerably later than 0100UT, and even then one could still hear Chad underneath on a slightly different frequency. But as of September 18th, no signal from Chad. We already have those finished time signals on exactly 25 megahertz, but now here's another interesting station on the 11-meter band, and thus not likely to propagate very far beyond Europe when there's a sporadic opening. This info from Shortwave Bulletin. It's called Radio Gramox, G-R-A-M-O-X, on 25760. Christoph Ratzer in Austria was hearing it September 3rd at 1302. They were playing piano music. And he soon got a friendly EQSL from Pasi Komsi at the station, which is located in Hämeenkyrö, Finland. It gave the power as 50 watts, and there's more about it at dxing.info. They started with 24-hour transmissions, although only 20 watts originally, with a 7-meter-long whip antenna in western Finland. They plan to launch a second shortwave transmitter in Tampere on 26090 in AM and switch the original one to SSB and eventually plan to use DRM and add some English programming instead of just Finnish to serve the international audience. Our news last week was that Hamburger Lokalradio in Germany would be off the air until October due to antenna damage, so World of Radio would not be heard on 7265 compatible USB. But that's not the case. They have remained on the air via a temporary aerial, says Tom Taylor, and reception confirmed by Noel Green in England, who was hearing World of Radio Saturday the 14th after 0630 on 7265. Again, the times scheduled are 6:30 and 14:30 on Saturdays and Wednesdays. Noel Green in England has also been hearing another low-power German on 7365, the HCJB transmitter, at 0930 UT. Earlier, there's interference from that Cuban jamming on the same frequency. He got a reply from Stefan Shah at the station that they're running only about 200 watts PEP from northwest Germany with an antenna directed toward the southeast. Via Akbar Indra Gunaway on Hardcore DX, news from Radio Nord AM in Germany from Daniel Kehler. He says we'll be on the air on Sunday, September 22nd. Also September 26th, I guess he means 29th, and October 6th on 3985, starting at 20 UT. Also streaming live. At all other times, Radio 700 is heard. It doesn't say how long the 20 UT broadcast will be lasting. He says Nord AM is only a little student radio project, and next week the show would feature African music. The Werthachtel Germany shortwave site, one of the major ones in Europe, was phased out earlier this year, and it's never been entirely clear what's happening to it. But now we have some information via Ian Baxter on the Shortwave Sites group. Quoting Jan Osterveen, Gert Wilkins, on the PCJ Media Facebook page, September 16th. The Werthachtel site has been closed temporarily due to legal problems caused by the landowner. If that can be solved, then it's business as usual. Otherwise, it's bye-bye Werthachtel. All transmissions have been transferred to France, Austria, Madagascar, and the other site in Germany, Nauen. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1687. Many thanks this week for generous financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who every quarter around equinox or solstice sends a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Several developments to report about Greece. Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria says on medium wave 1512 there's an independent station from the others in the previous state network. Only pop songs are played in the evening and morning without any ID. The other outlets on 1008, 1260, and 1404 are in a net called Eliniki Radiofonia, parallel to the shortwave program. Sometimes on 1008 there is a local program from Kerkyra Radiofonia. Inside Greece at Thessaloniki, Zaharias Liangas agrees on those four frequencies, but 729 had been off the air for 4 days as of September 16th. He says they are all from ERA. Ruman Pankov has been hearing a Greek station on 6400, heterodyning North Korea, almost daily between 14 and 17 UT. And on September 15th, it signed on at 0400, an unknown Greek-speaking station with news, ads, pop songs, and talking about Thessaloniki. But it's too weak for him to get an ID. He says it is not one of the well-known Greek pirates, but an official radio station, 6400. In fact, he first heard it on August 3rd at 1850. One can never be sure what to expect on the Voice of Greece shortwave frequencies still active, such as 9420 and 7475. September 18th, after 0100, I was hearing the third program, ERA3, with classical music. And there have been reports that the 39 antenna towers at Avlis, the shortwave site, are being evaluated for scrapping. Kim Andrew Elliott tweeted about this via Mike Berikloff September 17th, quoting thegreekradio.com. In the shortwave broadcasting center of Avlis, a representative of a company that sells metal showed up and started taking photos of the site. After we ERT people asked him, we were informed that he had been mandated by the Ministry of Finance to make an offer for the dismantling of 39 masts and purchasing the metal as scrap. Meanwhile, here's another Greek station you may try to hear, and it may be the only shortwave left if they really dismantled Avlis. Luca Botofioro reports to Pladiax Olympia Radio. That's the official coastal station on 13134 upper sideband. But on September 10th at 11:53, he says they were broadcasting news as if it were not just a utility station. Since AFN Guam had been missing for at least the first 2 weeks of September from 5765 USB, I finally contacted AFRTS headquarters in Los Angeles on September 14th about this, and they replied that it was still on the air, even though no one was hearing it. Finally, it did come back on the air on September 16th, but was gone again on the 17th and back on the 18th, but at least that's better than being gone for 2 weeks in a row. 5765 USB checked at various times between 11:30 and 13 UT. Ron Howard also heard it back on the air and off again on the 16th and 17th. Also check the more or less daytime frequency, which I have not heard again, 13362 USB. Ron Howard in California also keeps close track of the INIA stations on 60 meters. You may recall that Shillong had been 1 kilohertz off 4971 instead of 4970. Then on September 13th, they were not exactly on 4970, but drifting about 4969.84 variable at 1249. But the next day, the 14th, they were back on exactly 4970. Meanwhile, All India Radio Lucknow, supposed to be on 4880, was on 4890. September 14th, before and after 1300, probably by mistake, and in that case, the next day, they were back on 4880. If you're hearing this before 13 to 17 UT on Sunday, September 22nd, a reminder that the second special shortwave broadcast from Ireland for the football final should be underway via South Africa, the UK, and Ascension on 7405, 17725, changing to 11620 at 1600, 7505, and 17820, which was the surprise frequency a fortnight ago. I fear it was only temporary for some religious festival, but Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria heard Israel, Kol Israel again, on shortwave September 16th for their Persian service at 1510 to 1530 on 15760. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports hearing almost daily between 16 and 20 UT on 6210, a station playing non-stop tango and other retro hits of the 30s to 60s, but no ID heard. Luca Bottofiora in Italy says it's called Radio Tango Italia on 6210.4, with a loop tape in rotation including the national anthem, some quotes from Marconi, and IDs in Italian, English, and Spanish, as well as classical music. On September 18th, I found the 0500 to 530 English broadcast of Radio Japan on 5975 via the UK back in season for North American reception, which is undesired by Radio Japan. On the other hand, KBS World Radio has become virtually inaudible for their so-called North American broadcast, which they adamantly keep on too high a frequency, as they did last winter, 15575 at 13 to 14 UT. David Sharp in New South Wales says, a huge surprise to hear Mauritania on medium wave 783. September 12th at 2028, as it faded up for about 5 minutes in Arabic mentioning Mauritania. I never thought I would hear this station down under. He was previously in Florida, where it's relatively easy. I wonder what happened to the mighty KBC last Saturday night. No signal UT Sunday, September 15th, before and after 0100 on 7375, where it's scheduled for 2 hours via Germany. Here's a very strange pirate report from Dan Sheedy in California on a strange frequency for a pirate, 6010, September 15th at 0120 to 0204. He was hearing station YHWH, which we can only assume stands for Yahweh, with a document about Christians and Joshuites being toast come Judgment Day. He also heard it September 11th from 0440 until off at 0502 on 6010, and before that September 7th around 0220 on 5990. Via Juan Franco Crespo in Spanish, but presumably also applying to English, Radio Romania International reminds us that November 1st will be the 85th anniversary of broadcasting in Romania. And they designate that as Listener's Day on RRI, inviting people to write in their comments answering this question. What is the future of external radio broadcasting? No doubt there's more at their website, www.rri.ro. A rather egregious case of frequency mismanagement concerns Cuba and Spain. On weekends after 1930 UT, the two strongest, if not only, signals on the 16-meter band are only 5 kHz apart, splashing upon each other. Spain on 17715 and Cuba on 17720. In the National Radio Club, Mark Connolly in Massachusetts says, the main station on 910 WAEI has gone silent, opening up the frequency for DX, and he's getting a stronger signal from BBC Radio 5 Live on 909 than anything left on 910, such as another station in Connecticut. That even opens up 910 for possible Latin American DX in the northeastern U.S. A notable silent key. As of September 13th, as noted in the Ham Media, Wayne Green, W2NSD, has died, an eternal optimist, visionary ham radio publisher. You can read more about him at his website, which is being maintained, www.waynegreen.com. Frequent band scanning produces news like this. September 16th at 0102, I was hearing Martha Garvin's musical memories on A Strange Frequency 9345, but WINB was missing from 9265, and indeed she is scheduled at that very hour. But the next day, WINB was back on 9265. Why did they go to 9345 on that one occasion? Should you hear a sports station in the middle of the night on 670 other than WSCR Chicago, as I have, it's KHGZ in Glenwood, Arkansas, which calls itself Hog Call Sports Radio. That's in homage to the Razorbacks. 670 is supposed to be strictly a daytime frequency. They're also on FM, of course, 24 hours. This occurred on both September 14th and 17th between 05 and 06 UT. Here's another medium wave tip from Robert Ross in Ontario, ODXA et al. On 690 kHz, he was hearing KFXN at 0430 UT, September 15th. It's in the Hmong language, distinctive Asian chants and singing. You can't miss it if you hear it. The power is listed as 500 watts in the daytime and 4 watts at night. No matter what they're using, it's a good catch, he says. However, it's unlikely they're using only 4 watts if they're making it to Ontario, as Todd Skane points out. Another station which stands out by its language is KHAC 880 in Cebonito, New Mexico, equals Window Rock, Arizona. Yes, it's a Navajo station. I was hearing what must have been it again, September 13th at 1215 UT. Which is well before sunrise there. Their daytime power, in case they were using, is 10 kilowatts instead of 430 watts. They do mix in English, and it is religious. Kim Elliott points out quite a story in the Omaha World Herald. Where's Omaha's magic 1490 radio coming from? No one seems to know. It appeared September 16th. It seems this station is running on autopilot, just playing music, but no commercials. And the FCC has been unsuccessful in locating who's in charge of it, even though it is a legally licensed station, KOMJ 1490. In ABDX, Rick Dow says, their signal bleeds over much of the upper half of the band at my location in South Omaha. If the FCC takes it off, I would not shed a tear. Bjarne Melje calls it the Flying Dutchman of the airwaves. We concluded last week with an ID of my own. Who is playing comedy on 650? The answer, thanks to Neil Kazaros, it's CKOM in Saskatoon. Only 1 hour at 05 UT on weeknights, but all evening on weekends. Otherwise, it's news talk. In the medium wave circle, Herman Bull points out, an excellent game and practice for DXers on identifying languages. It's online at greatlanguagegame.com. And it's discussed further in the new DX Listening Digest, number 13-38, via worldofradio.com. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4 on September 27th and 28th, 10 and 3 on October 10th, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux, a steady 100 until dipping to 95, October 1st through 12th. And so, World of Radio 1687 arrives at its end. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found it informative and will hear me again next week.